What is up, Seshies? It's Janelle here. Before we get into the episode, I just wanted to let you know that we recorded this days before the latest news came out about David Dobrik injuring Jeff with the excavator. And since we recorded this episode, Jake Paul is now facing a second allegation. But not to worry, we will definitely be touching on that next week. We have a lot to say about that. But in the meantime, enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to the sesh. I'm Kenna Ray, joined by my beautiful cousin,
Janelle.
Okay, yes. Every day you need to have a new adjective. Beautiful cousin, smart cousin, favorite cousin.
I know. Kidding. I think I need to like have a new thing every time we come here.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's good.
I'll, you know, get my creative juices before the show every time.
Surprise, something no pressure, new every day.
No pressure. But today we are doing an entire episode of spicy topics, you guys.
Spicy
people.
Yes, it's going to be very spicy because a lot of things have been going on. We've had a ton of requests to talk about these topics specifically.
They've been buzzing around YouTube. It's been like the main talk, and we've said before that we kind of were not interested in covering it or just felt like it wasn't appropriate at the time, but
not yet. We just felt like we weren't prepared.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the things that we are going to be talking about today are not just YouTube drama.
No.
It's like serious allegations. It almost feels like preparing for a true crime video.
Right.
To be here today.
Well, and everything was like, there were new updates like every single day. And we do have to record this podcast in advance. It's just how it is when you have so many moving parts. So it's not like we can, you know, wait till the last second and record it. And
right.
So we were like, by the time we upload it, there'll be all this new info out. So we were kind of waiting till things really kind of gathered together.
Yeah. And honestly, the main reason for it, personally, I don't know if you felt this way, but like at the time that this was all going on, I just felt like not mentally ready to talk about all this because it's like very draining and serious stuff. That's honestly depressing that this is happening on YouTube.
Yeah,
and I like didn't feel ready to prepare. Like, I didn't feel ready to talk about it.
Yeah. No, I totally.
But now
that.
It's like had some time to sink in and I understand it a lot better. And I definitely want to talk about it now because it's vitally important that we talk about these things as a YouTube community that, you know, people are just aware of what's going on and what these people with huge platforms are doing.
I mean, and young. So many young people get millions, tens of millions of followers within like a year. And that's really, really crazy and something that hasn't really happened for that long in history. Like rarely, you know, YouTube has been able, like brought this opportunity to so many people that wasn't there before of I can upload myself on YouTube and then I can become famous in a matter of like months at any age. And so like the power that comes with that and the responsibility that comes with that, it's a lot. And
we've seen that play out with celebrities over the years, but we're kind of seeing a lot more starting to play out with YouTubers, you know, and all I think all of the YouTubers we're gonna be talking about today have kind of something in common here, and that's using their power and their influence for just wrong.
They're like abusing it, really.
Yes, abusing it. That's
like taking advantage of it or thinking maybe they can get away with it because they do have
like it's gone to their head influence. To an extreme level.
Yeah. So we're here to discuss because you guys, like Kendall said, really have been asking us to talk about this.
About these three. We got, what do we got?
Jacques Poole.
He's
right.
Back.
He's back.
And then we got James Charles.
Jean Charles.
Why are we like French? I mean, whatever. I'm part French, so. And then to end it off, we have David and Dirty Dom.
How do you make David French? David Dobrik. I don't know. It's probably terrible.
David Dobrik.
But yeah, we've got to talk about all these guys because they're just... they're fucking up really bad and they're setting a horrible example for people online. And,
they're getting away with bullshit. So it's time that we...
Well, it seems like things are changing and they're not getting away with stuff so much anymore. Like,
true.
I mean, some of them. Okay. It's hard to like apply this to every situation.
Right.
But we are seeing some consequence happening, some big consequences that we're going to be talking about today that literally just happened. Well, by the time this episode goes up, it'll be a few days after it's happened. But... James Charles has lost his YouTube money.
Yes, he's not making any money on YouTube.
Nope, he's done. Awkward. He's going to be done with that. So
there's a lot for us to go over because that's a big deal.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal because that's a pretty big statement that YouTube, you know, that means a lot. So
it does.
Boom. But before we jump into that, we want to thank our sponsors, Third Love, Function of Beauty, and Honey. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Yes. And we want to start off the show with some good news.
Yes, finally. Guys, some good spicy news.
Jenna and Julian are getting married.
And I know by the time that we're posting this, it's totally old news. It's
totally old. Kendall was like, we need to talk about it anyways.
Yes,
like,
we have to.
Oh my God.
You guys know we love Jenna Marbles here at the show. No shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
We live for
such
Jenna.
Fans.
We're so excited to hear this news.
I'm so happy.
We both cried.
Oh, yeah. Pathetic. It was pathetic.
It was.
You were like, did you see this? I was like, shut up. Like, oh my God. It was so sweet. The picture of the ring, the whole thing. I was just like, wow, this is really just the good news that I needed to hear.
I know. And it was so nice to hear something good from Jenna. I think so many of her fans like us were sometimes worried about her just because you don't know, like when someone's out of sight, you just wonder how's she doing?
She's doing
well. She might be doing just fine, but it's good to see something good happen. And she's such a deserving person and they have such a good, healthy relationship.
So I love
it. Brings
them.
Me back to that song. Remember he wrote that song about her like a long time ago?
I don't remember that.
Or no, maybe she wrote the song about him and how she loved how he was financially stable and they're gonna like wait. I don't know. So I'm so happy for them. They're such a genuine couple and good people and such. I just wanted to take a time to talk about them for a second because we are talking about all these pieces of shit here today. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to have YouTubers like this to look up to. And I know Jenna's really not on YouTube, but Jenna or Julian is still on Twitch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also love how calm and like just low key this all was. Like
totally.
Julian didn't even plan it. It seems like he just randomly brought it up on a Twitch stream.
Yeah. Cause he was like, it happened a while ago. He's like, you'd be surprised how long ago.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like they've just been celebrating themselves. And then the fact that they did share it was really cute.
It's not like it was like professionally recorded,
right.
You know, this big cinematic YouTube thing.
Right.
It was like really private for them.
And yeah.
Yeah. I think it's anyone really who's cute. A fan of them is just overjoyed.
They are so deserving.
They are.
So happy.
They're such good dog
Everyone's
parents.
Everyone's like, oh my God, mom and dad are getting married.
That's how it feels.
I know, it really does.
That's how it
so
feels.
So happy.
So I was super stoked.
Yeah, no, shout out to them. We're honestly so happy for them.
I just say super soaked.
Super soaked.
Soaked, man. I was super soaked. You want to know something interesting? This is random as fuck.
Okay, yes.
I found this on TikTok, so hopefully this is even true. But
disclaimer.
I was watching this couple on TikTok and they were explaining have you ever heard of soaking is? Apparently this is something in the Mormon faith.
No.
Have you ever heard of this? I have to share it because it's
dirty.
Funny. It is.
Oh.
Well, they can't have sex before marriage.
Okay.
So apparently at some colleges now, like BYU, they're doing this thing called soaking or docking where they just stick it in and they don't move.
Wait, I don't understand because that is
they just like dock in and then they just
that's
sit
still
there.
Like intercourse.
No, it's not. They consider it a loophole.
It's a loophole.
No, there's another loophole too.
Like,
this is so
it's
random.
Like a puzzle
I don't know
piece
where I'm
or
going
something.
With this. There's another actual loophole where they go to Vegas, they get married for the weekend, they do the dirty all weekend, then you get it annulled by Sunday, and it's technically doesn't count.
What? Okay, that's
apparently
so...
it's a loophole.
Wait, who's actually doing that?
I went down a rabbit hole about this stuff. I was fascinated by all this. They have all these like tricks and ways they're like going against.
That's so much
the
work
word,
to have to
like...
get married and then get annulled. That's like a lot of work. Just
yeah,
for
it's
quickie.
A lot of work. But hey, if you want it that bad, got to do what you got to do.
Damn. Well, that's a great fact. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Wonder if anyone
full
else
fun facts
has,
I learned on TikTok.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I wonder if anyone else has gone on that side of TikTok. I'm sure.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure someone has. God, I end up in some TikTok holes, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you send me the like.
Oh, I don't
most.
Even send you nearly.
Oh,
I send
sure.
you like the very sprinkle on the top of what I actually find on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I go deep. I've been really into these like ecosystems that people make. They're
oh, that's
like
cool.
These little tanks, but then you can add snails and shrimps and all these cool things. But it's really hard to like manage the algae. And
sure.
It's a whole science.
Damn.
I've watched like hours of it.
That's
I've watched hours of like beekeeping and
beekeeping is so interesting.
I've learned so much about DID on TikTok. That's been one of my big things I'm into on TikTok. I know a ton of TikTokers that have DID, and they just it's so fascinating understanding. Like, it's just cool.
Yeah,
just cool stuff on TikTok. No, that's why I like it.
It's a cool platform because like you can learn so much.
Yeah.
About like anything.
About literally anything. Yep.
Yeah, so it sounds really
cool. Even graphic design. We've been like trying to learn some graphic design stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can type in anything on TikTok and there's something on there. Just like
it's
YouTube.
It's pretty amazing how quickly that platform has grown, honestly.
It really is.
Like, it's really like taken over. Like,
I can't believe you're still
not
on it, Janelle.
I know.
You're a TikTok hater.
I'm not a hater. I just
you're
don't
a
need
hater.
To be on it. You're a hater.
No, you just literally don't have the time. But that's okay.
It's okay. I don't need to be on
everyone's
it anymore.
Got toilet time, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. Toilet time's Twitter time for me.
Yeah, the other night we were all out to dinner and we were back at Sydney's apartment and I was like scrolling TikTok and you guys could hear it from the bathroom.
Oh yeah, it was sounding like this weird alarm and we were all like, what is going on? I was like, do you hear that? And they were like, yeah. And then you just come out, we're all looking at it and you're like, what?
No, like, it's that
loud. TikTok.
Sometimes you don't realize how loud the sound goes.
Okay. It was like literally echoing through the apartment. It was like this alarm.
Dude, sometimes I do it in public too, like just play it in the bathroom.
No shame.
I turn it down as low as I can, but maybe people can hear
it. Do you
it.
TikTok in the shower?
No, because you're wet and you have to scroll.
Honestly, I wish there was
why
like
don't they
a
have
way.
An auto scroll? I've been wondering, Janelle. I've been wishing for this. They should have like click auto mode and it'll scroll at the end of the
Wait,
TikTok.
Wait, seriously, why don't they have that?
I don't know, but they should because
it's
super
annoying.
And then
it should be voice control, skip, and it just goes to the next one.
You know what? This stuff is coming in the next couple years, I'm sure. I'm sure. Okay, well, we've rambled along for
Enough
far too
time.
Long now.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get into our first
topic. Yes. Okay.
Shock pool.
Here we go, guys. Let's start off with the lighter subject of his recent fight.
Oh, yeah. Right. That just happened.
Okay. So on Saturday night. Last Saturday.
Yes. This is going up Sunday, so.
Yeah, a week and a day ago. Jake Paul and MMA fighter Ben Askren faced off in a pay-per-view fight.
Now, let's, for a second, just remind people who Jake Paul even is, because if you don't know him, bless you.
Yeah, I was gonna
like,
say,
that's
I'm
very
jealous.
Fortunate.
I'm sorry. Bless you. That's very fortunate. No,
seriously,
for real.
Though. I wish I never knew him.
No.
But yeah, this guy, he's Logan Paul's little brother, who's another big vlogger.
Yeah, there are these two brothers. They were on Vine originally. Then they moved to YouTube
And now they're both boxers.
Both boxers.
They're both boxers.
I think, yeah, they're both boxing. And I'm pretty sure Logan's like a lot more serious about it than Jake.
Yeah.
But
Logan seems about just serious about everything, just more serious than Jake.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of speculation because Jake won. He like smacked his ass in the first round.
For this guy, this fight, which this is an older guy who has two kids and it doesn't really seem like he would really care that much about boxing Jake Paul at all,
right,
you know?
Exactly. Like, so of course people are like, this was totally set up. You know, this was paid out to happen, you know, X, Y, and Z, which
because
totally
this is
makes
pay-per-view.
Sense.
Yeah. People paid tons of money to watch this fight.
And he made so much money, Jake Paul. Mm-hmm. Like,
which I haven't seen any of this.
Dollars.
I don't think it's on.
No, I haven't seen it.
Mm-mm.
Supposedly, though, you can, like, a lot of people just stream it on Instagram Live.
I've heard that.
And then everyone just watches
Ethan Klein was saying that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard
so,
that.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to
I don't
watch
know why
time.
You would want to waste your time watching Jake Paul fight. Like, but
yeah, okay, well, so he's like has these pictures of him like with his little trophy and he was acting like it was like the biggest deal, like he was so proud of himself. Such a big deal. And I don't know, I just think he's such an idiot. It drives me crazy. But
oh yeah, he's like beyond an idiot.
He's so dumb. Okay,
but this fight was hosted by Pete Davidson. And before the fight, he went to Jake's locker room and basically called him out over the recent sexual assault allegations, which was quite spicy. Can we roll the clip?
Yeah, let's roll the clip.
What I was going to ask you about, I was like, so how are you feeling? Like,
so it's muted right now, but he's asking him about SA, but YouTube muted it.
Bro, you can't joke around about that.
No, I'm not. No. I'm like, are you good?
I'm
like,
good. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Totally good.
What's popping with that? Nothing.
Right? Yeah. Okay, cool.
cringed.
Right. I feel like so if I was a boxer, the last thing I'd want is this right before I fought.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah. No, I'm saying if I was a boxer, I feel like the last thing I'd want is motherfuckers coming in here asking me questions.
Yeah.
No, you guys are good.
He's like, no, it's all good, man. He basically just like completely brushes it off and acts like it's no big deal.
And that other person just called Pete Davidson a motherfucker? Is that what was just said?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? If I was a boxer, I feel like the last thing I'd want is motherfuckers coming in here.
Motherfuckers coming in here. Yeah,
so he's like
that.
Basically saying Pete Davidson.
Yeah, so then, okay, so that's what happened first. So first, Pete Davidson goes into Jake's locker. Mm-hmm. Then right after, he goes to Ben's locker room. And it's interesting because Ben kind of acts like Pete doesn't like him because he was like, oh, I just saw you and Jake and you were like being all friendly with him. And Pete comes out and is basically like, nah, man, that's a fucking act. I hate this kid. It's very funny to watch this.
I bet.
Yeah.
Where's Mr. Ben?
What's up?
Hello, sir.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. What's your beef, Pete?
I was about to ask you the same thing. I don't have a beef with you.
No, you called me a tool in the other room.
No,
are you this hateful in real life, or you just play us on TV?
No, you tweeted.
I did.
Said you started the beef. You said... great, I can't wait to be part of a show that has me commentating on it. So I immediately was like, what the fuck? Because nobody wants you to lose this. You know what
really?
I mean?
You want me to win?
Yeah, nobody wants to see Jake Paul win. I have to be nice. You have to understand I'm posting. I have to be nice in there. He has eight dudes standing around him with literally nothing to lose. With nothing to lose. No, man, I have zero beef with you at all. We're on your side. Totally.
Nice. Yeah. I appreciate it.
We all think
why don't you like Jake? Just because he's a douche?
Well, I mean, do you have an hour? I mean,
like, yeah, let's go. Let's shoot.
I mean, he's not a good person. He's clearly is not a good influence on any of the youth culture.
Yeah.
He kind of has this whole like following, so he thinks he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Power,
and like, didn't he like get busted by the feds with like AKs and like a bunch of machine guns? Like, why isn't he in jail?
I think he's really violated the law many times.
Yeah.
I think he's violated the law many times.
Dude, I love it. You know what? It's absolutely true. Like, someone's got to say it. Why is this guy even given the opportunities to fight like this? I'm surprised.
Money.
Yeah. I mean, these people will turn away as much as they can until it's literally so bad that you can't turn your head anymore.
Oh, I know.
And I think the whole YouTube and Morphe thing with James Charles is the biggest example of that. Mm-hmm. That you will literally just wait until it's bad enough until people are literally like, what the fuck?
So true.
To do anything.
When they start coming at you, then you're like, oh, I guess I need to do something about it because I'm affiliated with them. Yeah, right. That's such a good point.
Right.
So if you're not aware of the whole SA allegations,
let's go over this.
Let's get into that.
Because we didn't go over this at all, actually.
No, we haven't. No, because this is probably like some of the newest stuff to come out of the three ding-dongs we're talking about today. It's ridiculous. Okay, so... more recently, Jake has been accused of SA because a popular TikToker named Justine Paradise has come out and made a video basically explaining that she was assaulted by him.
So she did TikToks and YouTube videos.
Okay. Right? Yeah. And she has like 500,000 on TikTok. I'm not sure how big her channel is on YouTube, but she's pretty well known. And she created this video that talks about how they somehow hooked up her friends through her friends. They met Jake and they were at the Team 10 house, and you know, she'd been around famous people before, so she didn't think much of it, but she was, you know, still kind of overwhelmed, she said. And then she explains how the whole experience at the house was very odd, just, you know, making you sign NDAs, which meaning, you know, you can't really talk about what goes on in the house. And then, you know, right after you sign the NDA, then Jake comes out, and that's when the creepiness starts. So should we just watch a little clip of of her kind of explaining
in her
their
own
like relationship and her feelings of it?
Mm-hmm. Then we were like kissing and stuff, and then he like took it to his bed. Sex is very special and very important to me, but I haven't had sex with that many people. We were on his bed kissing for a bit, and then every time he would like try to put my hand places or like try to put his hands places that I didn't want, I would just kind of move it away and be like, no, and then like, you know, just back to kissing. And then at one point he said, if nothing is going to happen, then what's the point?
What a piece so of shit. She and goes, I believe that 100%.
Oh, 100%. And then after that, she goes into like the real detail of the essay, which we're not going to put in here.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty graphic.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's warning. It's pretty graphic. But if you haven't heard it, you can find it online. Mm-hmm. She posted on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it would be upsetting for some of you to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're not ready to hear it. Because it is, it's pretty intense. But it's good for her to say exactly what happened.
Absolutely.
And it's so good for people to, you know, it can be hard to be one of the first people to kind of go out against someone, but mm-hmm. hopefully this inspires other people to come forward, because, you know, people have been alluding to things like this with Jake for a really long time.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't say I'm surprised in the slightest. I'm actually surprised it's taken this long mm-hmm. before that something has surfaced.
Me too.
Just I because I just get this egomaniac vibe from him. I mean, he Definitely. Is just, he thinks he's invincible, mm-hmm. truly. Like, mm-hmm. I seriously think he, like, thinks he can do no wrong or can get away with whatever the fuck he wants to do. So then Justine goes on to explain how she was embarrassed, like, after this incident happened. She was in Jake's room and she was extremely embarrassed and, you know, to walk downstairs and face all these other people. And that Jake actually kind of wanted to like show off, apparently, was kind of like, you know, guess what I just did or whatever.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I do just want to, I want to at least say kind of what happened so people understand how serious this was. Basically, is he whipped his thing out, according to her, and yeah. like, and stuck it in, around mm-hmm. her face, near her face, something along those lines, mm-hmm. and then left the room. This is according to her.
Yeah, exactly. So then after that, Jake basically didn't talk to her for the rest of the night. I just kind of ignored him. She tried reaching out to be like, what in the fuck? This isn't okay. Yeah. Apparently, and like tell him like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And she basically got blown off by him. And she's, you know, came out and was like, this, you know, happened a while ago, but it doesn't matter when it happened. Like, I need to come out and talk about this, which is really brave of her, honestly,
yeah.
To come out and talk about it. And we'll throw some screenshots up on the screen, their conversations. So you can just kind of get like a vibe of them. But I mean, he was calling her babe, you know, you look so good. You're so cute. So it's just, it's disgusting. Of course, he's completely denied all of this.
Mm-hmm. And he regrets like even like knowing her.
Oh, or, yeah. He's like, I don't not even regrets, know who she
denies.
Denies. He was like, I don't even know who this is.
It's like, well, you're texting her, bro. So.
Right. Now, of course, people are like, well, those texts are, you know, fabricated or whatever. Fake. But I don't know.
So he denies the allegations mm-hmm. and his lawyer put out a statement mm-hmm. that says our client believes any false allegations diminish the credibility of those who have been truly victims of misconduct.
Right. So they're like trying to play both sides. They're like false allegations. Don't do that because there's actually people out there.
Yeah. He put a full statement. We'll put it on the screen, too. This is what Jake posted, which clearly Jake did not fucking write this. Right. This right. is definitely his lawyer. But it says, sexual assault accusations aren't something that I or anyone else should take lightly, but to be crystal clear, this claim made against me is 100% false. Not only have I never had any sexual relationship with this individual, well, maybe not, because I don't know if they actually, that's not what she didn't say they had sex.
Yeah, no, she said that they were making out, so I guess.
In this particular
setting. And then she mm-hmm. was like, I don't want to do anymore. Like,
and then
let's just stick to kissing. And yeah. he was like, well, then what's the point? And right. then continued on doing his thing.
Whipped it out, basically.
Yeah.
So he says, not only have I never had any sexual relationship with this woman, but this claim is solely a manufactured accusation and blatant attempt for attention during a highly visible fight week.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. He's like, well, are you going to come out in the same fight week? Fuck.
Who are you, bro?
It's every day, bro. The Disney Channel
flow. What a fucking loser.
2 months. Blobbity blobbity ho.
He says, make no mistake, I plan on pursuing this defamation of character case to the fullest extent of the law. There are irreparable damages from these types of accusations, and more importantly, false accusations of this nature diminish those who've been truly victims of misconduct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, this individual is directly using the attention from her social media posts and video to promote her adult content website and Amazon shopping list, which is...
No, she's not. Designed for people to buy her gifts.
Just because she has those things does not mean that... If she also makes a post related to sexual assault, that it's in order to sell things and promote herself.
Yeah, what in the hell? That doesn't even make sense. There's so many people who own businesses that come out against sexual. They're all just like trying to promote themselves. And he's like, these allegations come conveniently for her almost 2 years after the alleged incident and the week of my fight.
Of course.
It doesn't matter when the victim comes out. It doesn't fucking matter. He is so stupid to have put, like, he did fucking write this because it's so stupid.
Actually, now that I'm reading through it, I was like, at first I thought, well, it seemed like the first part maybe, but then it starts to get shittier and shittier as it goes on because then it goes, at the time of her story, I was in a relationship.
So?
And as, right.
Well, like, we believe you're the most faithful man on earth.
Exactly. Jake Paul, okay. And as someone who was mama's boy growing up, I respect women and mothers more than anything. I must certainly have never laid a finger on a girl without their consent.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, but I just really struggle to believe that.
To prove my innocence. This isn't the first preposterous allegation made against me in my career, and it most likely won't be the last. As someone who has lived in the spotlight since the age of 16, dealing with liars, fake news, and false allegations, unfortunately, is part of my job. I won't back down from it, and years from now, my character as an individual will show and shine through these dark moments. What a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. That is the worst. Like, you should have just shut your mouth and not said anything. That is the cringiest shit.
Yeah.
Now imagine seeing that crap, Justine. Like, imagine being her and seeing this crap come out. Like,
oh my God, I know. And it happens over and over and over again to so many people where it's like just so hard to even, I mean, what can be done at the end of the day? Because, I mean,
he'll just
I just
buy
don't
his way
know.
Out of whatever probably, is happening.
Like, fucking probably. And he'll probably still continue because for some reason, these Paul dudes have so many followers that just don't give a shit.
No.
And I understand whatever Logan, he's like, a lot of people are like, he's grown up, he's matured, he's gotten better, whatever. Yes. I'm not even talking about him.
No, I'm not
whatever.
Talking about him.
This Jake fucking guy, like, who is following him? Who thinks this person is good or interesting in any way? He just comes across as so dumb to me. Like, he doesn't say anything substantial. He has nothing to offer other than talking about himself. His ego
all
is
he does is talk
the
shit.
Biggest thing I've ever seen
ever.
Who is
I
a Jake
honestly
fan?
Have tried to rack my brain around this as well. I think it's mostly like young kids because remember, like, he was the Disney Channel flow,
but haven't they grown up
every day, bro? With the Disney Channel flow.
Like, it's the kids.
Aren't they older now, though? Like, how older they were, they're still like, oh, Jake Paul. Like, I'm sure most of them are like, yeah, he's a loser now.
I would hope so, but
apparently, he must have, I mean, he's getting these huge deals, and I hope over time he just fizzles, though. I mean, he doesn't got much to offer.
I don't
he's not
know,
very
dude.
Interesting.
I could see it going, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Well, maybe
but
he's
I
really
just,
a good fighter.
I'm worried about him in the sense of, like, I just feel like he thinks he's unstoppable, and that scares me.
It seems like it. And it seems like that's kind of what you need to be in this, like, pro fighting,
I guess,
area. Like, it's like almost perfect for him.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of scares me too. Like, I'm a little, how far will he go?
Right. Exactly. I'm like, geez. So, we'll obviously, this is more of like kind of a developing story, and we'll see what else comes out and if any other people come out or if Justine decides to take action, or legal or further action. So,
yeah,
that's that on Jacques Poole. Let us know your thoughts about all of this fiasco.
And
I'm curious.
What do you think should happen? Do you think YouTube should take action for this, or is he already demonetized? Logan was demonetized at one point.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gotten it back by now. I don't think Jake's demonetized.
I think there's really a way to, like, look up a list of, like, who's currently demonetized.
No, yeah, I don't think that's a thing. Who's on the red list?
I know Logan lost it at one point. I don't think Jake ever did, but God,
I don't know.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cringe. All right, now let's get into Mr. James Charles. But before we do, we want to thank our first sponsor for the day.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, now let's go ahead and talk about James Charles. He... Oh my gosh. Wow. Holy shit.
You know, right.
Wow. I just after I'm sorry, but I just cannot believe the nerve of this person to keep doing this
over and over again.
Yeah. Like, what on earth is he thinking? Maybe he got into this so young that he doesn't understand things, but I cannot wrap my head around how this guy had one of the biggest cancellations.
What's it called?
Dramageddon. Right? It was a big old fucking thing. And Tati came out, said all these things. Multiple people said things about you're doing this, you're talking to underage, this
James
and that.
James came out with his bi sisters younger video. People.
Yeah.
Had his receipts. Tati claps back again.
Tatiana. Most people call her Tati though. It's funny. Yeah, like people don't
like,
know.
Like PewDiePie calls her Tati.
I know. Which she's I don't even know what she's gone, don't know where that's about.
I think she's going through some lawsuits,
but that's all very confusing because first she came forward, said all these things about him, and then a few months later like took it all back and said sorry, and now she's just gone. So I don't even know, it's not really relevant to this anyway, but
bottom line though, he's been in shit for like ever. Like he's constantly going through stuff, so recently
and it's all coming back out again once again. Clearly he has not learned, so let's go over the latest accusations.
Well, overall he's been accused against SA from many minors. Multiple minors have spoken out in the last year so far about SA allegations. Most recently, an unnamed 16-year-old boy posted all these messages with James, and it started off with James wishing one of the boys a happy birthday on Snapchat. This is all through Snapchat, and the 16-year-old has kept the images, like the screenshots of the chat. So first off, let's just break this down. James is saying happy birthday to this dude. Typically, when it's someone's birthday, you know roughly how old they're turning, like especially if they're younger, right?
Good point.
I think that's bizarre to be like, happy birthday. And I'm assuming you're, you know, what, like, why wouldn't you know how old he is?
Right. Especially if you've had issues with this in the past, you think you'd be extra careful.
Oh, right. Exactly. So they're talking, whatever. And then a month later, James messages the boy and asks him why he's posting screenshots of James to his private story, accusing him of invading, you know, James's privacy. James is like, you're invading my privacy. I can't believe you're posting these screenshots. And James is basically like, how could you do this? What the fuck is your problem?
For posting screenshots of his Snapchats to his story, basically exposing him.
Exposing him, being like, oh, and I'm also underage. Like, I'm not, like, here he is again talking to someone my age.
And then
age.
He sends this threatening message. I'm so sick of these powerful YouTubers sending such threatening messages as if they're like the king of the fucking world.
Oh, I know.
Get your fucking friend in line before I do. Lying about your age to bait someone against is against the law, by the way. Which, yes, it is. Which he did not bait him.
No. James is claiming that this guy, like, lied and said, oh, I am 18. I am of age. But that's just blaming him at the end of the day.
Right. Like, minors are going...
It doesn't matter.
Like, what if an 8-year-old tells you something online? You're going to hold them accountable as well?
Exactly. If there's even a question as to if they're of age or not, because he is known to be into younger boys than himself...
Which there's videos of that. We'll get into that in a second. But
it's like, okay, if you're going to be talking to younger men, why are you not honestly like asking for confirmation or ID? Because A, you're a celebrity. Mm-hmm. You know that there's a chance people could lie to you. B, if they do lie to you, it's really not their problem. It's your problem still.
Yes, you're the adult
in this situation.
Here's the truth about it is James shouldn't be using his social media as a fucking dating app. This is so weird. There's a reason why these apps are set up like Tinder and stuff where you have your age, you have their information, and at least it's somewhat of a process versus just going to people who you have a panic power dynamic over and saying all these things to them and knowing that you have this way to manipulate them because they're a fan of yours. Mm-hmm. It's totally unbalanced and it's it is very predatorial to use your fan base as a dating pool. Obviously, I've been married since I've been on YouTube, or I guess not since, but I've always been in a relationship, right? I can't imagine using your fan base to
your fan
date.
Base.
And this is common. This happens with Twitch streamers. Yeah, it does. Like, and it's mostly men, yeah. But it's not just men. It's crazy to me that people continue to do this type of thing and not realizing, first of all, just how wrong it is morally, but also how stupid this is for your career.
Right.
Like, you are James Charles. You right. have millions of followers. He's supposed to be launching another makeup brand, which I'm guessing is down the tubes now, but he's trying to make it big. He's on a TV show, which that got pulled from him.
Yeah, Infant influencers? Dude, that should be a fucking show.
And then instant influencers.
They make like their babies be influencers.
It could be a show. I bet some parents would be into it. Like, we've got an Instagram for our infant.
How do we grow?
They do. So many people have that.
Yeah, they do. That's actually influencer. A real thing. But they're having season two of Instant Influencer, and YouTube mm-hmm. is not having him host it.
Which Brian Graydon Media, remember? I almost worked with them. Oh, really? I know those people. I've gone out there. I've got feelings. But yeah. Yeah, they even canceled him. Canceled him being on their show. They produced the whole thing. It was their decision to remove him off of it.
Oh, okay.
So that was a big deal. And then what was interesting about that is it turns out on this Instant Influencer show, he did a little segment where he had all the contestants who are trying to be the next influencer do an apology.
Oh, I saw that earlier today. I was literally watching a clip of, what was it? I think it was H3 or something. And I was watching them play this clip of him doing it. They're like, he's like, hey guys, so, you know, when you have a following, you'll most likely have, you know, you'll have said something that makes someone upset or that they don't agree with. So you're probably gonna have to apologize.
Yeah, he was like, each one of you are gonna be assigned a minor scandal.
You're fucking...
He said word for word minor scandal, because I remember Josh and I were listening to it and it's like, minor scandal? That just shows how light he thinks of all of this. Scandals to him are just these, oh, here's how you got to deal with this shit if this happens to you.
Right.
So ironic he's teaching people how to apologize. I mean,
yeah, that's honestly so fucking funny. Weird. Oh my God. Yeah. But anyways, so then he hops on YouTube and posts this apology video, which is honestly like a waste of time to even watch, but you can go find it.
It was very clearly by like he had thought about it. He was like, I'm alone.
He's like,
it was very textbook apology.
Exactly. 100. He's like, the boys said that they were over 18. So he decided to take their word and continue talking to him. And then, of course, once James found out, they started making videos about him. He got really mad. And he was on there. He's like, I really wanted to pull all my receipts and like bring the facts out, but I'm not going to do that. Like, he kind of tried to take the bigger person approach and be like, I'm not going to like stoop to that level or whatever. Like, it's still my responsibility. I need to take out like.
Yeah. And also he said, the reason I did this is because I'm desperate.
He was like, this is really embarrassing for me to admit, but I'm desperate.
Like, I'd imagine that someone like James Charles, even if you've filmed that apology alone or never didn't have help with the writing of it or anything, I'm assuming someone's fucking watching this before it goes live and he's not just setting it live himself.
I would assume.
Right? Like, at least
I would assume
mom,
his lawyer.
Someone's got to be looking at this. And they thought lawyer, that was a good idea for him to say, I did it because I'm desperate. Like, dude,
it doesn't matter. Okay. You hear that? James is desperate. That's why.
Some legal analysis on YouTube. Is that the right word? Legal analysts?
Analysts.
Thank you.
Legal
analyzers have been saying that that could get him in trouble if this actually gets legal. That statement.
Because that's a stupid fucking statement. What does that even mean? That just makes you look even weirder. Like, it's so bad.
It is. And it's totally desperate. Why do you, like, you can't go on a dating app or go, like, I know we're in a pandemic, but I know you have access to a social life, James. Mm-hmm. You're in fucking LA. Like, exactly. I'm sure you have plenty of people around to hit on in person and actually verify their age.
Right.
It's just like, there's no excuse for it at this point. I'm so over him acting like this. It's just, it's just they lied to me. So it's not a big deal. Dude, your overall behavior, the way you're using your fans as a it's just gross. I mean, it's totally an abuse of power.
Yeah, it is.
And it's predatory. It just is.
And he's just like trying to kind of brushed it under the rug. So after he came out with his apology video, he went on Twitter or on Instagram and posted a statement, or maybe it was Twitter, I don't know. I think it was everywhere. But anyways, it was a statement about accountability is something that I've spoken about a number of times in the past. In my most recent video, I spoke out and took accountability for my part in conversations I had with a few individuals who told me they were over the age of 18. Mm-hmm. As I said in my video, I can't show change overnight, but will over time. Since posting that YouTube video, many other people have come forward with a series of misleading stories and false allegations, which have been reported on by many people, creators, and news outlets. My legal team has begun taking action against those that have misspread information and or created completely fake stories. This has gone too far. So really, you're putting your fucking defense up majorly,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
Then he goes on to say that these stories have caused many of my long-term partners to receive considerable negative feedback. One of them being Morphe, which is a makeup brand who he has had collabs with in the past. He made a palette with them and it was wildly successful.
And word on the street, it's kind of the rumor that Morphe was going to be making this new brand that James was going to be coming out with. They also are behind, they're the people behind Jaclyn Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. I believe it's called Forma Beauty or something along those lines.
Well, not anymore, because apparently he said that he reached out to them and they all mutually agreed to wind down our James Charles and X Morphe collaboration.
I'm sure it was mutual.
Which is my only project with them. He's like, I'm continuing to take time away, blah, blah, blah. I'll listen, grow, blah, blah, blah.
And his Morphe palette is one of the top selling items at Sephora and Ulta. Like, it has been for years.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it was like, people are obsessed with that thing. I mean, he made so much fucking money and is so successful from that thing.
Which this is a little late too, because people have been calling out Morphe for this for weeks, because this whole James Charles saga has been going on for a while now.
Yeah, it has.
It all started with the first round of allegations, which were actually, they're not allegations, they're screenshot proof.
Yeah.
This guy had this minor, I don't want to say his name or anything, but he had posted screenshots with James actually asking him to do certain things like hold your phone in the shower so I can see your body hair and you can have a handsless view of it, but like giving him specific, very, very inappropriate directions.
There's screenshots of him like post, like having a little selfie of like a pouty face and being like, okay, well, good night. Like, just like weird, like flirty, just inappropriate things.
And
basically,
that was out as fuck when Morphe was still posting about James. Yeah. Like a couple days after that first happened, Morphe was promoting his fucking palette on their Instagram page and being like, hashtag James Charles X Morphe. It's like, you guys do not care until people force you to care. Until enough people start saying they're going to boycott you, or you get enough heat, or you have big podcasters and YouTubers saying things, then they'll do it. Mm-hmm. And there's no way in hell this was mutual. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe. Well, it's interesting because then Morphe, right after he came out and said this, they came out and made their own statement. Basically, I don't even know what it exactly said. I'll put it on the screen, but it basically was like, we also mutually agreed. It was like, we are going to wind down, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Someone brought up a very interesting point that back when Jeffree Star was pulled from Morphe, Morphe came out with a statement and was much more harsh on Jeffree Star. Like his statement was like, there have been bad allegations, we take this very seriously, it's being pulled immediately. Whereas to hear with James, they were kind of just tiptoeing around being like, we'll slow down, well, we're gonna wind down, take some time away, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, what's the fucking difference?
I think because in their minds, Jeffree's like a little more clearly problematic, and there's a history of it that goes back years and years, and literally to MySpace times.
I know.
It goes on and on and on. So they probably had to have already been on their radar. But with James being this huge person for them, and then if it's true that he had this whole brand in the works with them that was going to be dropping, that's a huge part of the releases. That's a part of the decision as well.
Right.
Because now they have to think like, okay, we just invested in all these products. For all we know, they're all sitting in a warehouse ready to be released in a month. We don't even know.
Waste of money.
Yeah. So, but they do this when they have to. It's clear. The same thing happened with Jeffree. They know about shit for years before they actually do something.
It's really annoying.
It is.
Like you said, they only do something because they're now losing more business because people are pissed off and boycotting them.
Right.
Which is just like so stupid.
And it's like, well, this is what you get, guys, when you've built your whole brand around influencers, literally all of it.
Exactly. So. Okay, let's watch a little clip about this. So James went on the Impulsive Logan Paul's podcast and he talked about his perfect man or his type.
And this was a while back.
This was a while back, but this is kind of, it's very, very telling. Yeah, let's watch.
I'm not physically attracted to older guys, which sucks. Like, I would date, like, the absolute youngest, like, 18, 19 that looks a little bit older, or, like, 24 that, like, has a young personality.
Okay.
Creepy.
So
it's all kind of just coming in into clear perspective.
And
here,
I feel
right?
like he was, like, for a while, maybe it was, like, kind of a joke. Like, oh, James likes younger guys or something. Like,
yeah. I think that's how he thought it was coming across. Yeah.
Yeah, this has been going really on bad. For such a long time. Like, he's... Yeah, I don't know. It's just really... God, it's creepy.
But, yeah, today, or I guess yesterday.
It was yesterday, technically, on the 19th, I believe. Yeah, YouTube demonetized his channel and removed him from the partner program. So now he ain't making shit from his videos.
That is a big thing. Like that, there's no way any other brands in the future are going to work with him if his own platform has demonetized him. He would need some serious work and like redemption, which I just don't feel like he truly deserves, because I don't think he thinks he's really fucked up. Like, I don't think he sees the problem with what he's been doing. And he can say sorry all day, but it's like, if it came sooner, maybe people would believe it. But it's always when these people are backed into a corner that they finally say sorry. And I've had time to reflect.
Oh, 100%. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, we'll talk about David in a second here. He did the same shit. Ignore, then was like, oh, I'm sorry. As soon as SeatGeek pulled his sponsor. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like when the money's gone, they start panicking and they start apologizing.
Yeah, exactly.
But up until then, they'll try to brush it under the rug as much as they can, no matter how serious it is, which just shows that they're not really sorry and they don't understand
the severity of it. Yeah, 100%. YouTube made a statement saying, we can confirm that we had applied our creator responsibility policy and temporarily removed James Charles from the YouTube partner program. So it looks like, you know, in their policies, there's a section of creator responsibility, and it seems that he's broken that, you know, part of the agreement or whatever. So, and YouTube did the same thing to David Dobrik last month, which we have touched on a little, but then Logan Paul, like you were talking about back in 2018, that when that whole thing blew up,
that was
he got it pulled. And then Shane Dawson also got it pulled in last June.
Right.
It's back up now, I believe, but
it's a pretty big move that they don't do that often.
Right.
You know, it's serious.
Yeah, it definitely is. So I don't know. This whole thing is really annoying to me. Like, I can't believe he's just like,
it's really draining to have this happening like every few weeks where someone's doing something repulsive. And, you know, for someone who doesn't watch YouTube or has no idea what the hell's going on and they just see one little title, you know, they just kind of think, oh, YouTube this, you know, it's easy to just make a generalization about YouTubers. Everyone on the platform.
Totally.
By these people who are kind of shining the brightest, which even the whole David Dobrik situation made it to SNL. Recently.
Oh my God, that was such a funny skit.
It was.
They made an apology skit, and it was clearly designed after David's apology
like,
video.
We're prankers.
It was so. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Yeah,
it you was need to really bad. Go look it up on YouTube if you haven't seen it. It's fucking hilarious and definitely worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's making it out there though. Like people are starting to become more aware of this type of stuff. It's making the mainstream, especially with people like Logan Paul who are now like being interviewed by celebrities and having pay-per-view things.
Right.
And James Charles, too. He's got a TV show. He's got a brand. You know, these people are huge celebrities.
Oh, yeah. James Charles is a huge celebrity.
I hate calling them celebrities, but they're celebrities.
A celebrity. Yeah. He's on that status. It's not just
and
on
so
YouTube.
So is Dobrik.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And Jacques.
I mean, yeah. No, that's 100% true. They've all kind of graduated from just like big YouTubers to like, no, you're a celebrity. You're a regular name that's being thrown around all over the internet.
And sadly, you're representing our community.
Yeah, terribly. Which is annoying because now people are like, oh, YouTubers are a bunch of idiots. Because I feel like people who aren't in the YouTube community, when they just see the bad, they, you know, most of the time the good isn't shown. You know, mainstream isn't highlighting what Mr. Beast is doing.
Right.
And
that's
what
so
others
true.
Are doing, you know, good on the platform.
There's
it's
so many
the
good people too.
I know it's really annoying. So
it's a shame. Well, let's talk about David a little bit because there's been a few updates with that situation.
But before we do, we want to thank our last sponsor for the day.
All right, it's time to talk about David Dobrik, the Vlog Squad.
And remember, I called him Duarte Dom.
I thought that was his name.
It's
actually dirty. D-U-R-T-E, or is it dirt? D-U-E-R-T-E?
Dom. Dirty dom.
Dirty dom. Dirty dumbass.
Okay, so if you are not familiar with David Dobrik and the Vlog Squad, I'm sure most of you have heard about him at this point, but
David Dobrik, big YouTuber, huge YouTuber.
Huge, one of the top.
Had this big vlog squad.
Ew,
where
so
all
cringy.
These people are participating in the vlogs every day. And according to people who have talked about what this was like, it was kind of like being on SNL, which I'm like, okay.
I'm like, what?
Anyway.
So they were skits, technically.
Yeah, they're like, these are all skits. They're all fake. They're bits, is what they call them. Bits.
Is this a bit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So every vlog is short with David Dobrik. He's got these 4-minute vlogs, and they're mostly focused on his friends. And something interesting that's going on with him, he seems to surround himself with people who are interesting, which it's more and more obvious now that he strategically was picking people to be in this vlog based on who is most interesting and could make his content the best as possible without him having to be the entertaining one.
He's always the one just holding the camera, laughing along, like goofy little
How
boy.
Convenient, making all the money.
Okay, so it has come out over the last couple months, several things that have just been flat out wrong when it comes to the way that David was treating friends, from Big Nick, who was discriminated for his dwarfism many times, over and over again.
For years.
And it messed him up to a deep level, like really made him depressed after... I mean, just being bullied basically by David and this vlog squad and the whole fucking internet when he was uploading it to there too.
Right.
But he's not the only one. He was kind of what started it all off.
Yeah.
He went on H3 and started saying some of this stuff. But also a lot of it has to do with Seth, which we have talked about on our show before, but we'll go over it. But in June of 2017, David had uploaded this vlog with Seth in it, who I don't know anything about these people. Like I never watched the Vlog Squad, so I'm trying to like act like I know what I'm talking about here.
I'm honestly not sure how he like is related, not related, but you know.
All you need to know is Seth was part of the Vlog Squad, and David would plan these pranks where they would blindfold Seth, and he would end up making out with someone, end up making out with
Jason Nash,
but he would be tricked into thinking it was someone else.
Yeah.
He had made it clear several times he didn't like that. Sometimes he said, okay, fine, I'll do it because of the pressure. So they kind of used that against him.
Right.
But after making it very clear he did not want to do that again, they convinced him that he was going to be kissing this girl, Karina, for some like beef jerky commercial.
Yeah,
or some
it was like
stupid
a beef
thing.
Jerky commercial. And he was like, there's going to be these two guys dressed, or Karina's going to be one of them. And then there's going to be another one like dressed up as
like a Sasquatch.
Like, yeah, it was a Sasquatch.
I don't know.
Or was it like apes? I don't even remember.
I think it was a Sasquatch.
I think it was. Yeah, you're right. It was like Sasquatch.
But in the fake commercial, he's supposed to make out with the Sasquatch, who's supposed to be dressed as, or is supposed to be Karina dressed up. But
who is another member of the Vlog Squad, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know her, but she was swapped out with Jason Nash
last minute. And it happened again. So
last minute, Jason Nash.
Nash. Well, Seth didn't give any consent to make out with him. And then the video was uploaded and Seth basically spoke out about how wrong this was, and he said it was so hard to come to terms that he was essayed.
Yeah.
And
he absolutely was.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially because this had happened before. This was the second time that this happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most disgusting part about it.
And he said that it took a while to heal the trauma. They would also make other jokes at his expense, like racist jokes as well. So he got kind of the same vibe that Big Nick did. You know, he's like, these people are just using me. I'm a big joke to them. And he eventually left, but then came forward to tell his story.
Exactly.
So that kind of busted the door open to David Dobrik. And then everyone, once they started looking more into him, just more and more came up.
It was just a snowball effect, like something new every single day. So then we've also talked about Dirty Dom. We've mentioned his name in previous videos. He's another...
Duarte Dom.
Duarte. I think it's
Dirty. Is, yeah, there is no Dirty. E in it, I think.
Oh, D-U-R-T-E.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm...
Whatever.
He's an idiot.
He walks around wearing a pink do-rag.
Yeah,
this
he's such
white
a
guy.
Fucking douche.
A do-rag,
literally
sorry,
has his name.
It says dirty dump on it.
You fool.
Yeah. It's really embarrassing.
But basically, he has been accused. So a little refresher. Last month, a woman who was in one of David's vlogs in 2018 came out with allegations against Dom. She reported that she had engaged in sexual activities with her, or that he engaged in sexual activities with her, mm-hmm. even though she was not able to consent because she was under the influence. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how it's very common in the vlog squad that like they all are provided with lots of alcohol, mm. except for David. He's the only one that's not drinking. He's sober, which is very questionable. Scary. Like, okay, so you're having all your friends drink and then you're the one running around with a camera and you're sober.
I'm hoping that something crazy will happen.
Right. So I'm like, what kind of picture does that fucking paint? Not a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, she came out and was like, yeah, I mean, I couldn't give consent and this happened.
And it sounds like there's been a lot of dispute about who bought the alcohol.
Yeah.
Apparently, David doesn't even like to buy the alcohol for people. He's like, keeps his hand clean, you know? So he had Jason Nash go get the alcohol. Yeah, which
Jason Nash is like a 40-something-year-old, like, sidekick of David, basically. Yeah. He's got kids of his own.
They've got a weird kind of dynamic between the two of them. Yeah, he's, like, way older than David.
But he's basically,
David,
like, his best little friend. Simp. But he'll, like, do anything David tells him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and if you know about Jason Nash and their history and stuff, he was one time dating Trisha Paytas, and David seemed like weirdly obsessed with it to the point where he was like following them around.
Oh, yeah.
Like followed them to Hawaii, hid in their hotel room and jumped out and started filming them when they were like having sex and stuff like
that. Bizarre shit.
Just, yeah, creepy.
But it's all a big funny joke. So David has issued two apology videos and one of them was, I mean, they're both like...
One of them was horrible.
One of them was absolutely horrible.
And it was put on his podcast channel, I believe.
Oh, yeah, like,
it wasn't his main channel.
No. And then he came on his main channel and really tried to make an apology. He was crying. He felt so bad. He was taking responsibility.
And it was interesting. You know, David Dobrik has this... He lives in a really nice house. I mean, the dude's got like, what, a fruit punch fountain in his fucking house.
And I know. No, his house is split as hell. It's huge.
It's huge. And yeah, he filmed it like somewhere else or in a small room of the house where you can't see anything. It was very strategically done to make it look like very simple, back to the basics. This is the real me, man. And then no one else was there either. He kept making it a point to be like, I'm alone right now. You know, like my crew's, I've been around by other people all day and they're all, my team's telling me this, telling me that. But right now I'm real, David. Here I am to tell you the sorry.
With the tears in my eyes. Yeah, he did
bust out a tear. But then it was like quickly edited. Like right when he started crying, it was like edited. It was very strange and very late, of course.
Oh, of course.
I mean, this had been brewing for a while before he even acknowledged it.
So back to Dom.
So eventually, Dirty Dom, who is not friends with David Dobrik anymore, because David said he stopped hanging out with him a while ago because... Mm-hmm. He basically knew what was going on, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Like, he started to be like, this guy's out of control and distance himself.
Right.
But then, so David, or it's hard to keep all these D's. Too many of them.
Dom.
Dirty Dom makes a fucking apology video, and it was so bad. I think we have a little clip of it.
It was so bad.
There was one part of it. Here's just a little clip of his video that I screen recorded, but his apology is literally called Addressing the Drama. Is the title of it.
Yeah. This,
that's not sorry.
Addressing the drama.
Anyway, here's what he said.
What's reality and what's fiction? And a lot of people seeing these videos think that, oh, just because these guys are living like this, I should live like this. Or I strive to be like Dom. I strive to do this and that, you know? I hope you guys strive to be positive and read books and have a good, you know, group of positive friends. I hope that's what you strive to do. I hope you don't strive to try to get as many STDs as you want.
What?
And smoke 10 blunts every single day. And
read books, bruh. Don't get STDs. Read books.
I hope you read books.
He's like, stay in school, kids.
What in the fuck?
It was
what it in the was fu- terrible.
And it was like it a was long video of just really rambling. Bad. I was like, dude, get to the fucking point. Like, just rambling about nothing. It was, nothing. So it was terrible. So then after he's got like he after he posts that, he hops on TikTok and is posting some like dumbass
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it seems like he waited a few weeks, was like, all right, coast good is clear to go. Now. It's all, everyone's forgot. And then he posts, this is the first one he comes back with.
So we can't have sound in this because it'll get copyright. But basically, it's him sitting in this like beach chair with these like girls around him, and he's flashing money and getting a cereal.
They're pouring cereal, yeah.
And then he's just like throwing money at girls.
Dancing around. He's just wearing his do rag.
And then he has another one where it's this little caption that says, "You think you can hurt my feelings? I got kicked out of the vlog squad for ... And he's like all sad. And takes off his do-rag. I mean, he's just, like, so cringy.
Yeah, and the allegations against him are really serious. Like, I'm surprised no one's legally advising that he stays the fuck off the internet.
Yeah, and he's been creepy for a long time.
Yeah.
There's a compilation video of him being creepy for, like, it's, like, 4 minutes of him just saying creepy shit. Let's watch a little of it.
Let's watch that.
As Dom is next up.
That's right.
In prison.
I am aggressive when talking to women.
I'm not signing that. What the?
Say Dominique is a
Dominique glide. Is the glidus.
Okay, but now say it in like a sexual way.
Get the
what? No, these
I
are these are clean.
He's like throwing his underwear on Tana's
okay,
head.
Well, first we have to go in the closet together if you want me to come out too.
Yeah.
Want to do fake relationship? We're dating. Prom pictures, real quick. Okay.
Please only touch me in the prom picture region.
Prom picture region.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna tickle you.
In real life, to me, like he That's is gonna so... like, try to. Like right now, upsetting. He's doing that thing where he's like,
I'm a changed man. I respect women.
Any virgins at this party who want to lose their virginity? What up, pink hoodie? What up, pink hoodie? You look cozy. What up, let me snuggle in that pink hoodie.
Snuggle buddies.
You want to be my girlfriend?
No. You gotta do what you gotta do for comedy. Oh, wow.
He's just kissing girls on the first, cheek like, without asking any permission.
Not like that. No, no!
He's like trying to like what? Grind on this girl. She's so clearly uncomfortable. This is actually Brooke Houx, which...
Oh, that was Brooke Houx?
Yeah, which...
Wow, interesting. Well,
that damn, full circle.
A lot of girls have... Like, Tana was one of the ones in that clip.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they're now starting to talk about how uncomfortable they really were. And as far as I've heard, it sounds like Gabby Hanna still hasn't come forward because she used to hang out with these guys all the time. She was like a pretty much part of the vlog squad.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Can you look up? There's clips of them saying horrendous things to her.
Absolutely terrible.
And yeah, the way that they used Tana. But the way that they just used her as entertainment for their vlogs, like making such inappropriate stuff. And acting like she doesn't even deserve like an ounce of respect. And I feel like a lot of people treat Tana this way. And she's coming forward now and talking about just like how that messed her up over the years. All these people just using her as entertainment.
Yes.
Like, you know, and I really can't imagine. So I hope they do tell us more about what that experience was like, because people have got to hear what that was like.
Oh,
you know,
I agree.
They can laugh in the vlog all day, but what were they really feeling in those moments?
Right, exactly. Okay, so someone put a compilation of them saying terrible like things and body shaming Gabby, so let's watch a little of that.
Makeup's all fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
Take it off.
That's not her makeup, that's just her face.
Oh shit, you're right.
She ugly. Oh,
the God. Beauty aisle. Gabby, have you ever been in there? Probably not.
She's beautiful.
What?
Turn the camera off.
Okay.
You're Mrs. David saying these things.
I'm still right here. We wanted to do a little secret Santa since we're all going home for the holidays, and we just wanted to put it on camera so that we would have it forever.
I got a gift, and I got it for Gabby.
Oh, it's for me?
And she's been needing these, and I know how much you love to dance.
Wait, it's something I've needed?
You've definitely needed it. We've all kind of talked about it.
Are these diet pills?
Oh my God, David, that is so true.
Exactly. And now take four of these and you can probably dance better.
It's amazing what artists can do with people's faces. Look what they did to Gabby's.
What in the fuck? Like
crazy?
Just roasting her.
It's like triggering to watch it. Honestly.
I know, it's terrible.
So upsetting.
It's disgusting.
It's so upsetting the way that they... And why is it just now that like so many people are realizing that this is... gone on. Like, obviously I've never watched this channel. I had no idea he was talking to her this way, but fuck, no one said anything. Do people just think it's Gabby, so like whatever, and it's Tana, so whatever, they can be the butt of the joke? And I don't know. Just why didn't anyone say anything sooner?
Because
these
agree
things
with that.
Are so upsetting.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, why is it now all of a sudden not okay? Like, if apparently it was okay back then, people thought it was funny and shit.
I know.
So anyways, going back to Dom. So Dom, you know, trying to ignore his issues, his allegations. And then all of a sudden he pops up on Instagram with a nice little note apology. And it says, "It is time for me to address the recent allegations that have come out against me. I want to sincerely apologize directly to the women involved in this incident. I definitely empathize with the pain that everyone has suffered in this matter. With that being said, as far as I'm concerned, everything that occurred during the night in question was completely consensual. I believe the statements that have come out against me are entirely misleading and shed an incorrect light on my involvement. My character is being unfairly attacked, and the statements that exist in the public eye are unfairly defaming and assaulting my character and reputation."
You can't give consent when you're intoxicated, like, period. I don't get what he doesn't get about this.
"With that being said, if possible, I want to shed positive light on the events that have transpired and show the world who I truly am.
I recently
donated my time as well as thousands of dollars to several women's rights groups to show my support for the unjustified and unnecessary struggles that women endure in our society on a daily basis. It is time for all of us to demonstrate more respect for one another in every facet of life."
So you think it's demonstrating respect for women by having them in skimpy outfits pouring you cereal while you're throwing money around at them? Like, where's the respect there, bro? Not seeing it.
Totally. Or just, it's like he apologizes at first, but then he like kind of takes it back by like defending. It's like, shut the fuck up. You should have just cut it at like, "I want to sincerely apologize to the women involved in this incident," mm-hmm. period. Like, it's ridiculous.
You should just get the hell off the internet, bro.
I know. And also, if he was actually trying to address the situation with the women that have come forward, like, mm-hmm. why don't you do that, like, directly to them? And just, mm-hmm. like, posting on Instagram. Now, I don't know if he's doing it behind the scenes. I don't know. He could be, but...
Doubt it.
People have responded back about this, including Trisha, who was, like we said, the one to date Jason Nash.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes on Twitter and says... "Not consensual if the girls blacked out. The video clearly states the girls were not having it, and after hours of, quote, master negotiation, they were all having sex. He deserves to be in prison. They were given alcohol. Mm-hmm. This was admitted. The alcohol was there. This is the R word."
It's true. Also, Andrea Russett. I didn't even mm-hmm. see this. I love her. She says, "I am so fucking over having to console my female loved ones assault after assault. I am so fucking over having to heal over and over and over. How are we not supposed to fucking hate men? Hold your friends accountable and do something about it, or shut the fuck up." It was clearly going right at them. Because she used to hang around them too, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. Someone else hops on Twitter and says, "How could someone apologize and feel empathy for the women involved?" And then in the same breath, essentially say they're lying. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
He's like, "I feel so sorry, bad. But unfortunately you're lying."
Yeah. And the way that he put it, it seemed like, you know, he said, "I want to sincerely apologize. I definitely empathize with the pain that everyone has suffered in this matter." Basically saying, "I'm so sorry for all of us that have had to deal with these allegations right. and all this thing, but it's all fake."
Right.
You know, it's right. In the same breath, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's so ridiculous.
Doesn't make any sense.
Someone else goes, "Complete narcissistic response, only caring about himself, yep. not taking accountability that it was R word due to her being blackout drunk. Everyone there says that they believe women. He is disgusting, even monitored."
Seriously.
Even mentioning his reputation. Yeah. Why are you mentioning your reputation? Like, shut up.
Yeah. No one gives a shit about you, dude. And I don't understand why. After all this time, this took till April 17th, and
oh,
he posts a fucking little, like, basically notes app apology
right.
to
notes
his
apology.
Story.
Yeah, it took that long. This shit's been going on. I mean, the whole David thing's been popping off for, like, almost over a month now, I want
to
say.
All of them need to get the fuck off the internet completely, and then if they should come back eventually and talk about it if they're really going to get back on. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why people get, like, people need to take time to think about their actions before trying to just... throw out an apology and move on. Make everyone forget it. That
totally.
Seems to be the way that most people handle this.
100%. It's also very annoying that he's like, "I donated to so many organizations."
Oh,
like,
boo. No one cares.
What are you trying? Like, what are you trying to say? "Oh, so I'm such a good person because I don't..." Like, shut up, dude.
Yeah.
Someone is coming out against you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Mm-hmm.
He's just Just this whole group really pisses me off.
Me too. Well, it sounds like they're really done. I mean,
they really,
what are they ever going to really come back? But I mean, the vlogs were done like way before.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's been vlogged since in quarantine, but he's been on Twitch.
I guess his whole goal in life was to be like the next Jimmy Fallon. That was like his dream, was to be the next big late night show co-host. Ew, but that's not so going to happen.
No, definitely not happen.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting how all this is happening at the same time, that we're seeing this common thread, like I said, of power, these powerful YouTubers that just get these huge heads and think that they are invincible. And better than everyone else, right. And that the rules just don't apply to them.
Right.
And like, how are we going to control this going forward? Because obviously this internet fame is getting bigger and bigger, and more people are getting famous, and people are getting famous on TikTok now at like age 12. Right. Man. Like, how are we? And their parents, most of the parents have no idea what this whole world is like. They don't know anything. Like, the average adult that would listen to this episode would be totally lost.
Totally.
Like, who?
Yeah.
The vlog, this, and that. Like, that's confusing. Yeah. And so how are you supposed to like make sure your kid doesn't get wrapped up in that, or get, or starts looking up to these people who have come before them and are just imitating how they have been? Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously going to continue on for years, sadly. Mm-hmm. And there'll be more James. There'll be more David. And Dom and all these fucking idiots. So.
And I think it will be interesting to see what also happens as these people like age, you know, 10 years from now, like what.
Yeah.
Is this going to leave
Jake
a mark
in 10 years from now? I don't think it's going to be pretty.
It ain't pretty now. Let me tell you, dude, I'm like, dude, you look.
He scares me.
He's like,
he really scares
me. No, I agree. I'm not going to accuse him of any, you know, I don't. He scares me. I could see it going bad.
I can see
just like everything.
I mean, that was our first
like,
episode was about all the guns that were in his house and everything. You know, I'm surprised nothing really happened from that. I mean, this guy seems to just skate through anything.
Oh, God, it's really irritating. I'm so over it, honestly.
I think, sadly, this is not going to be the last time we talk about Jacques Poole.
No, absolutely not. Jacques Poole. No, I don't think this is going to be the last time at all, unfortunately.
But hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode and found it interesting. I know it was a bit of a downer after our fun episode last week. But
it was a fun episode last week.
I do think it's important that we talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's the only way that we're going to make a better internet for our children, you know?
No, it's honestly true, because it's scary to think what goes on now, like what's going to go on in 10 years when my kid's on the internet or whatever, you know, 15 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, and I can see how it's hard to keep up with this. Like, this is our quote, you know, job, like some of our part of our job is to like keep up with, if we're going to have spicy topics, we have to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah.
But like, as someone who is, this isn't their job to do or whatever, like, why would you want to keep up with this?
So
like,
hard to
it's like so hard to follow. It's depressing. It's annoying to hear about. They're all really annoying.
And I think where a lot of people are getting their information from at the end of the day is directly from the horse's mouth. Like, they're going and viewing the apologies from these YouTubers and it's giving you no information about what they actually did. They're so half-assed. They're so like beaten around the bush that as a parent, if you watch it, you'd be like, oh, it sounds like someone tricked him. It was kind of overblown. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's very easy to
background
like
background of it.
Right. Right. To like truly know what's going on. But
yeah. Anyways, we will go ahead and wrap it up there, guys.
Yeah, my dog's trying to break into the studio
Someone's
right now.
Someone's scratching at the door.
It's probably Oakley. I had a great Pyrenees, and he's got a powerful
paw. Like, hello?
I'm surprised he can't like bust the whole door down.
I know, for real. Just fucking breaks the window.
This is another reason why we need to get into our studio. Or sometimes he'll go on like barking sprees.
Yeah, he does.
We have to all just wait till he's done.
Yeah, put him inside. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us for this hour. We appreciate you. Let us know your thoughts down below and all of these things.
Please.
This is a good time for conversation. Also, there'll be any resources for those who have been affected by SA. They'll be all down below as well. Hotlines, all that good stuff. So check that out if need be. But that's it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for joining on this podcast. We'll see you in the next dash. But until then, keep it fresh.